angelic assassins on this earth, and then Allah the Almighty for forgiveness for us in these times we're now living in. For all the ones slain through 400 years, hating our blackness for no other than our beautiful skin full of melanin, and risking our lives so our people live. These words from on high and the promises, the fall of this world filled with wickedness, black babies torn, ripped from limb to limb by alligators and vicious talking men, and the young and the grown men were raped until now what you see is broken, looking weird, a people historically made to hate themselves for none other than our precious melanin. Allah comes with the year. Allah comes near. Allah comes with the year. Allah. This is what they're saying when we're tired, and black women following ways of the serpent's dress, people selling their souls without common sense. Another 6,000 years, there'll be nothing left. And all the black girls that are missing now, black men gunned down in the streets and lynched, black bodies swaying, their corpse left sinking, black organs stolen for profit who bid. But the promise foretold is coming swift to fill. You can mock me right now, but these words will live. The life in my pen released and now begin. I call on my friends, the oceans and the wind.
And now, your host, Jala Dream.
Bismillah al-Rahman al-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbi al-Amin. Al-Rahman al-Rahim. Maliki yawm al-Din. Iyaka nabudu wa iyaka nasta'in. Adina Surat al-Mustaqim. Surat al-Adina anabta alayyam. Kaira makdubi alayyam walak dalim. Amen. Assalamu alaikum, rahmatullah, barakatuh, snowflakes. Thank you for tuning in and welcome to Inner Views. Several years ago, it was brought to my attention by a dear friend that I needed to express my mind outside of the post I write on Facebook. I was apprehensive because I write better than I actually speak. In any case, I'm right here. You hear me, yes? So don't trouble over why you can't see me. Right now, it is more imperative that you listen. I need you all to listen. Inshallah, soon you'll see me. On Facebook, I posed the question, do Satan control the weather? The answer is no. But Jala, they got HAARP, the chemtrails. What about them dropping seeds in the clouds above? Satanic minds cannot even stop this very earth from heating up, even while trying to cool it off, let alone stop the deliberate, unreported fires and droughts occurring all over the earth. If they could, they even actually reported the truth, which they will never do, what do you think would happen? What would happen would be worse than a pandemic. It would be a complete and total unrecognizable sight. Why? Because most people are unprepared for what is coming. And most do not believe. Many outright reject from whence the warnings are coming from. Nevertheless, the powers that be do not control the weather. No more than they can stop their livestock from dying. They cannot stop the hail from falling. And they cannot stop the tornadoes, the tsunamis, the hurricanes, nor the earthquakes from waking up. All are connected to nature, in which they have no part in its creation. All connected to some form of water. If you only paid more attention, you'd see that many structures, including their own homes and businesses, are being washed away. And it doesn't matter how fast they keep building. Satanic minds aren't going anywhere else to rule either. They shall not escape this right here to later go and live on another planet. For Allah said they will peek into the heavens. They are doing that right now. But to peek does not mean to take up residency. They shall not destroy this life right here on earth just to go and rebuild and rule again someplace else. Do you understand what I am clearly saying to you listeners? They do not control the weather. Period. They did not create the waters surrounding us. Think about the majesty of the creator of sand and water. They did not create the sun. They cannot invent a sun. Nor have they had a hand in placing one planet into its orbit. They did not create the very air we breathe for the living. And they cannot build a bunker strong enough for the pressure either. And the ships sailing through the seas and under the oceans, that won't save them either. I'm going to say this again. Satanic minds do not. They do not. They do not control the weather. Their world consists of only 6,000 years. We have no birth record. Think about that. Wrap your mind around what I'm saying to you. 6,000 years versus having no birth record at all. I'll give you a moment to allow these words to register. angels in human form were sent to Lot concerning the people of Sodom and Gomorrah before its destruction. Yes? Allah answered the prayers of Moses concerning Pharaoh. Is this right? Yes. Elijah spoke to Allah, and Allah honored his words by shutting up the heavens and stopping the rain from falling. Noah prayed to Allah for help, and then came the flood upon the scoffers and the mockers. You do know what scoffers and mockers are, don't you? They are those who defy and renounce truth and anything good to their own detriment, as well as to the destruction of those who follow them. Any resemblance? You know, many are right up inside of your own homes, among family and friends, as well as on Facebook. All provokers of others to do wrong, commit strife, and continue in their evil. And Jesus spoke relying on and trusting in Allah, as he spoke to the weather, which came into his obedience of his words. Stop right there. Jesus in the past had a face. At some point, you're going to have to put a face on the present, because many of you are going to regret staying in the past and refusing to acknowledge your presence. I'm speaking to you all, including the imams, popes, preachers, reverends, ministers, bishops, and deacons. You are all human beings in the flesh, aren't you? Yet you are so spooky and consumed by the deception of Satan. You read of past human beings, but make a ghost out of the present. An unseen, never to be seen. Don't you teach this? Remember Pompeii? Burnt to a crisp, to ashes. You all preach of why and how that happened, yes? Scoffers and mockers of truth, believing in what you have never witnessed in the past while disbelieving what you see in the present. Scoffers and mockers. People who laugh at prophets, messengers, warners, and reminders. Laugh at Allah himself. How can you believe in the now when you declare and profess to believe in the back then? I'm going to say this another way. How can you say you disbelieve in what you see happening right now, what you see going on right now in the present, yet believe what you have never seen in the past? You make fun of anyone and say the very people trying to warn you in your presence are silly, mad, and stupid. Do you see any past and present resemblance? And you present-day scoffers and mockers know that terrible storms are written of in Psalms. Horrific winds are written of in the book of Jonah. And fires are written of in Deuteronomy. I ain't no scholar, and I know that. Scriptures written of in the past. But what about the future? Have you ever met Jesus face to face? Did you ever meet Isaiah? Were you alive 400 years ago? 1,400 years ago? 2,000 years ago? To meet anyone written of in scripture? Scoffers and mockers. Persisting in unrepenting and relentless evils. What I'm saying to you is this. Whatever powers satanic minds have is restricted by the ultimate supreme wisdom and powers of Allah. They can only make an illusion and keep as many of you as they can confused and divided. What appears to be is not. Illusions are only made to deceive the masses. But the Almighty, the creator of the universe, is the only real truth. So remember what I'm saying to you, listeners. And for those who love this world, filled with deception, murder, jealousy, envy, and hatred, a world spreading with evil and wickedness, this world full of greed and the absence of love for one another, no weapon formed against Allah shall prosper. Satanic minds did not create the air. They make snow. They do not create it. And they did not create water. They did not create nature. You say you believe in the Most High, yet you pay more homage to Shaitan. Why else would Allah shorten the days in order for the days to speed up? To shorten is to speed up. If Allah did not, the very elect would get swallowed up. The ones that are striving but are surrounded by so many oppositions. So it behooves you all to understand world events, signs and symbols in the heavens and upon the earth. It is the wrath of the weather, nature, that shall put a complete stop to the evils of murder and mayhem. Put a stop to all the tricks played on the naive and the ignorant. Put a stop to all things causing havoc upon this entire earth. Put a stop to those who place a lamb amongst the wolves, making them appear to have no innocence. For Allah knows the heart of man, the women, and yes, the children, better than you say you know one another. Now take a good look around your environment and within your own homes. Who's trying to find favor with Allah and who insists on being rebellious? Satan did not even make himself. So how can you believe that satanic minds control the weather? Did you know that one flickering amber can travel a great distance, destroying rows of houses, leaving your own? That Allah can upset the rivers that have never flooded before, cause the temperatures to rise to the hundreds on one day, and then snatch the heat down into a freezing blizzard on another, one right after the other. Pores just opening and closing, causing sickness, all due to weather. A weapon in which satanic minds have no control of. Minister Farrakhan will speak Sunday, February 26, 2023. I said February 26, the birth of Master Farah Muhammad. And guess what the title is? The War of Armageddon has begun. Nope, not the past. You people of Lot, Noah, Sodom, and Gomorrah, you're in the present. Thank you again for your time and patience. I take none of this for granted. I ask that you tune in again. I'll keep you posted. Until then.
And Mr. President, if you agree to look after us in that territory for the next 20 to 25 years, like you did for Israel, giving them billions of dollars. You'll be proud of what we do. And we'll protect our side. And you have an extension of time. And God will show you mercy. For just thinking about it, not studying reparation. But if you sat down sincerely with a desire to do something to ease this problem for black people, I can guarantee you the harshness of the weather will change. But wait now, right after I leave this rostrum, I want you to watch the weather, because it's going to increase in severity just to help the president humble himself before God.